Okay, yeah, I guess that's the point of maintaining those wetlands, right? You know, they make these developers, you know, replace them somewhere within a reasonable, you know, a reasonable area or a reasonable proximity. And yeah, it's funny you mentioned the coyotes and them having to sign it. So I was just going to say, is remember reading in the local paper, some people posting up about some person, you know, sometime in the, probably about 5 years ago. They said, their wife is going to work, and they were like right here, right in the city, you know, off of 12 Mile, and there's a coyote was right across the, you know, across the path of his wife's vehicle, you know, before she got to 12 Mile, and so he's out there, it's like, oh, you know, the city would want to know, and the DNR and all that, so they, you know, calls up, and he was surprised that when their response was, well, kind of like what you're saying, is they're part of wildlife, and so they were concerned about their, they thought they would, like, oh, they want to capture it and relocate it, and he says, no, he says, well, coyotes, you know, he says, they don't really like people a whole lot, you know, they don't like noise, he says, so he says, he recommended, because they were concerned about their pet dog or something, so they gave him some information saying, well, you know, they recommended that when the dog goes out that a person goes with them and they make a little bit of noise. And with time, if the coyotes are in the area, they'll start associating the animal with the human. And then you can let the animal out and, you know, it runs a lower risk of being, you know, any kind of prey.